Supreme for Washington, D.C. At 14:10, which means I must be out of this place by 12:30. So we have to continue and take the presentation.
Honorable Chair, should we start the presentation?
Yes, what I'm going to be doing is that I'm going to ask another member to continue chairing the meeting until quarter to one. We would like the department to summarize its presentation in terms of the presentation. But before I do that, I want to put this into context again to explain what is it that we are looking forward to. The owner-driver scheme did not come into place because of the good heart of the established business sector. The business sector was responding to a BEE policy of government. And they are getting points for having established driver-owner scheme. However, there is very little that is done by the department. Firstly, to protect the driver-owner scheme company. That is the first thing. The second issue is that there is a lot of exploitation that is taking place. Because what was presented to me in the first meeting that I had, a one-on-one meeting with the Barloworld owner driver scheme members, was that they were asked to take their pension money and buy trucks. To me, that is not empowerment. If you are saying I must use my pension money and get into a risky business where I have to buy one truck and the contract that I'm given is only for 5 years, I am then being made more poorer than I was when I was a driver, because I have then been forced to use my pension to finance the business that I'm actually being enticed to get into. But when that happens, let me make an example of the furniture shop. I used to buy my furniture from OK. And each time I bought furniture, there was a delivery van written OK. Over the years, OK and Ellery's and all others no longer own delivery vans. In Pietermaritzburg, where I live, there is Pure Transporting Services parked next to OK, which means Pure has actually taken out the burden from OK of investing in buying the delivery van. but PWA doesn't have a contract that gives PWA a basic income, even if the delivery that he had to do was 2 trips a month. So PWA relies on the 150 rand that I pay to PWA if I hire his van. That is the downside of the driver owner scheme. But also, in our sister departments that are charged with the responsibility of developing SMMEs and cooperatives, there is no collaboration where the Department of Transport would identify gaps and problems that are being experienced by the driver owner scheme members, and then say, what advantages can we take from the schemes that are offered by DTI in terms of grants for cooperative development and also in terms of loans for small business people. Department of Transport will sit back with the charter and let those people suffer. Some of the trucking companies, go even to churches and ask a church priest to say, use the collection from the church, buy a truck, we will subcontract you. That is what is happening. I reported this to the department when there was still DJ Mashalem, and I phoned Advocate Mlau. When a church in Mlazi Township was robbed of 6 trucks, and the person who had a contract with the mining industry disappeared with 6 trucks. So the issues raised by Ibalo World Owner Driver Scheme are issues that are a tip of an iceberg in relation to the exploitation and, that happens in the trucking industry. My brother's son used to work for Sasol. He is now in Canada in mining. They were, again, motivated to buy trucks. And when they bought trucks, they were told that they are black people, they have got no fleet management expertise. The company is going to give them a fleet management manager. And that he also used his pension to buy a truck. His money went down the drain, and he had to start from scratch. He is now working in Canada as a miner again. So the issue of owner-driver scheme needs an in-depth investigation and also stringent conditions that relate to, one, the affirmative action policy, the cooperative development policy of this country, act of this country, the BEE, not only for to make the big company get points, but to ensure that the emerging trucking business people are actually benefiting from the pie. So I just wanted to say that this is the context within which we should be discussing this. And I would then ask to go and ask Comrade Dinapule to chair the meeting. I am now off to Washington,
D.C. Chairperson, while you're leaving, if I could just indicate also I need to give my apologies from 12:30. At 12:30 I have to go to another meeting, but I can stay until then.
Okay, good afternoon. My name is Dinapuli, and I'm going to be a caretaker chair now that the chair has left. And I've noted that Honorable Policy would like to leave us in the next 10 minutes. I would have loved that you stayed until we finish the meeting. Unfortunately, probably it's not going to be possible. However, I also want to say this, even before the department make a presentation, it's already 20 past 12, and the House is reconvening at 2 o'clock again. My take is that members would like to go for lunch, and yourselves, you would like to go for lunch, and the House is reconvening at 2 past 7 today. So we will need members to get some time to take a breather before the House reconvenes. I'm not very sure about how long the presentation from the department is. I would like to request that please try and make it as brief as possible so that we can then take a discussion. If it was another day and the chairperson hadn't said that we continue, I would have requested that we adjourn and would come back the other day. So I'm worried that we have colleagues here who came to make a presentation and they would like to hear how you would respond as a department. So I'm going to allow you to do so. Honorable member?
Chairperson, I don't think it would be justice for them to present for less than 10 minutes because Honorable Olive, we can't leave without asking questions or clarity. As I agree with you that this is a short time, we need a rest. We are going to work until 20 past 7 this evening. If they agree with me, maybe we can make a postponement. I don't know. I'm just suggesting.
Honorable Ollis and Duma. There is a proposal.
I have no objection either way, thanks.
Okay, so maybe I should ask okay. Now the department, I know that you would like to make a comment. Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Honorable Chair. I think for us, probably if the honourable members allow, we respond to the issues raised by Barlowald quickly, and then probably we take it from there, other than doing the presentation.
Okay. No, I would appreciate that. I think that's the best way.
Yes. Just to add, also as I'm still on the floor, Honourable Chairperson, that the issue of Barlowald, I think, what the response that we'll be giving to the honourable members. It's something new that we just heard today.
Oh.
Yes. I mean, the context of it. What we know about is a Tramanco issue that came on the table, and the understanding was we needed to respond to that particular issue. And then the issue of the Barlowald just came in today. Probably we'll respond to it with an understanding that it's something that's new on our table, but also what the program on emerging trackers would allow them to do, if the honourable members allow us to respond in that manner, because it's difficult to
respondents of this nature to have come to this meeting responding, because the request was for us to present the transport BEE charter broadly than the specific issue. That's
okay. Honourable members, is there anything you want to say? Okay. I think then it makes the situation even a bit complicated. I thought that you had engaged with them, and as they come here, they were coming to make a presentation, and you were ready to be able to respond to the issues that they have raised. However, I want to probably say that now that they have made this presentation and you were here and you had them, and I believe that you must have taken notes, let's then request you to go and look at it, write a report back to the committee chair on the issues that they have raised. We will then brief the chairperson and the committee secretary and see if there would be any other day that we can sit. I know that the time is very short now. I think we left with about 2 weeks, and there's already programmed meetings that are going to be sitting until the 14th of March. However, it would be necessary for you to just write a response or some kind of a report to us so that we know how you're going to handle that. We will then be able to go back through the chair to Baloworld and respond to them. But also, if there is a need or if there is a space for us to sit with them and yourselves at some point so that they can then hear how you respond to these issues that you're not ready to now. Okay. And my take is that this then takes us to the end of the meeting, because I don't think that there's a need for us to allow you to make that presentation on the BEE charter, given the time. We will then discuss as a committee at some point. We will see when we will then be able to invite you back to come and make that presentation. I would like to thank you for having availed yourself. But let me thank that's a first draft for having taken time to come and make this presentation that you made here today. It helps us. It gives us an idea of the kind of difficulties you have out there, but also the kind of work that you do out there for yourself and for the country. We hope that this is not the last. We'll still be able to interact in the near future. And I would also like to say thank you very much to Baloel for making that presentation. As I was explaining earlier on, if there is time before Parliament rises, we'll then be able to meet with yourself. If we don't, my belief is that those that are going to be in this committee in the new fifth Parliament will then be able to probably take over the report and engage with yourself. But otherwise, thank you very much for your time. And as you fly back and drive back home, please drive safely and safe landing. Thank you very much, honorable members, for your time. The meeting is adjourned.